Now, see here. Nobody could possibly believe that mental image pictures are so valuable that nobody could possibly let go of any of them. You yourself would think this was a silly idea. And yet, right now, at this moment, your mind is still manufacturing them and storing them up. Well, that's fine. Of course, you can say they're an aid to memory, like a pencil and paper. A person who takes notes on everything he hears and can't remember anything himself would do this. Let's see if we can't find and examine a system on the subject of mental image pictures which might work in a more simple fashion. Let us assume this complexity, that the universe is a parade through time of pictures. And any given instant, all those pictures at that instant are solid, and those ahead of it and those behind that instant are thin. So actually, time is a parade of solidity through established pictures. Yes, but we do have a power of choice, so therefore we have some means of altering what part of the universe we're going to take a picture of. Now, we could alter what part of the universe we were going to take a picture of by altering our position in the universe. But the forthcoming pictures of the universe, on a very gross level, would be where they are. In other words, the forthcoming pictures of Earth will be in predictable positions in the vicinity of the sun. But your automobile pictures of will not be in predictable positions. You get the idea. And as we go from great to small, why, we see that we get less and less predictable positions in proportion to the mass. The greater the mass, the more predictable the position. The less the mass, the less predictable the position. So you could always move the small things of life. And the smallest thing I could think of at the moment would be a remote viewpoint. That's pretty tiny. Now, are they facsimiles? Or are they actually the universe thinned down? Not pictures of the universe, but the actual universe thinned down that we see as pictures. This is very vast. This is a very large datum, a vast question. How would we see these things? Well, when we stand before them, an impression of ourselves looking becomes our communication with the picture. In other words, we leave bits and pieces of usness on the track too. And so we can see these old pictures.